You know that feeling, that specific kind of dread when you have to send a big company-wide email.
Yeah.
You spend like an hour crafting it, you make sure the tone is just perfect, you attach the super important PDF, and then you hit send.
And silence.
Exactly. Just the deafening silence of an inbox that you know nobody is checking. You know deep down in your soul that maybe, what, 10% of the team is actually going to open that attachment.
In the management world, we call that the content trap.
The content trap.
Yeah, you have the information, you even have the audience, but the delivery mechanism is just, it's broken.
And look, that's frustrating enough in a normal office, but imagine if your team isn't sitting at desks. Imagine you're trying to manage, I don't know, 500 nurses or 1,000 construction workers.
Or a fleet of security guards just scattered all over a city.
That is where the content trap stops being just kind of annoying.
And starts becoming a real liability.
Yeah. Which brings us to today's deep dive. We're looking at a really fascinating collision of two different worlds.
Right.
On one side, we have Kyntyl. Now, if you work in staffing or high volume recruitment, you probably know the name. They are the heavy lifters, the software that handles all the recruitment, the scheduling, payroll, the learning
Sort of
management.
the operational backbone, sort of the skeleton of the whole staffing industry.
Right, the skeleton. I like that. And on the other side, we have something that feels like it's from a completely different planet.
Auto content API.
It's a bit of a mouthful, yeah.
It is, but it's basically a content transformation engine.
That sounds like sci-fi infrastructure.
It kind of is.
Here.
It's a tool that takes raw data, so text, documents, links, whatever,
Yeah.
and it automatically transforms them into podcasts, videos, articles, quizzes, all at an industrial scale.
So the mission for this deep dive is to explore a specific hypothetical. What happens when you take the brain of a staffing agency, which is Kyntyl, and you plug it into this voice the auto content API?
Can we actually solve that problem? The unread email, the ignored safety manual.
It's a massive question, and it's not just about making things, fun or engaging.
No, it's about the economics of knowledge transfer. How do you get critical information into the heads of thousands of people who simply do not have the time, or frankly, the patience, to read a PDF on a smartphone?
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with the landscape. Who exactly is using Kyntyl? Because as I was reading the source material, I realized, this isn't for your typical 9-to-5 corporate job.
No, not at all. Kyntyl's user profile is very, very specific. Staffing agencies, volume employers, and businesses that use a lot of contractors.
Right.
These are people managing incredibly complex rosters. Their website even talks about the need to fill 10 shifts or
So
thousands.
it's all about high volume, high speed.
Precisely. And the pain points they list are just, they're so visceral. It's not just about hiring, it's about the chaos of day-to-day operations. And the source material had this hilarious, totally relatable anecdote about a guy named Tony.
Oh, I loved the Tony reference. It was something like,
Sending yet another reminder for Tony.
to take his compliance course. Yeah.
Come on, Tony. We all know a Tony.
We do. And Tony's a great worker, right? He shows up on time, he does the job well, but Tony absolutely refuses to read his compliance emails.
And you can't really blame him, can you? I mean, look at the context. Tony is probably on a job site or
Sure.
he's driving between shifts.
Of course.
So asking him to squint at a 15-page health and safety update PDF on a cracked iPhone screen. You're just asking for failure.
But here's the rub, right? If Tony doesn't take that safety course, he can't go on site.
Exactly. The compliance bottleneck.
Right.
If his certification expires, Quintil's software automatically flags him. He can't work.
The agency loses revenue.
The client is unhappy. And it's all because the format of the information was just wrong.
So Quintil handles the process part perfectly. They know Tony needs the course, they know when it's due.
But they can't force him to actually consume it.
Right. They provide the water, but they can't make the horse drink if the water tastes like a stale PDF.
That's a great way to put it.
And that is where the second piece of our puzzle comes in. Let's talk about the engine room. What exactly is Auto Content API?
So it's really important to distinguish this from, say, a chatbot like ChatGPT. You don't chat with it. It
Okay.
positions itself as infrastructure. They actually describe themselves as a notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise.
Notebook LM. That's that Google tool that can turn documents into like an audio discussion, right? Kind of like what we're doing now.
Correct. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to manually upload stuff. Auto content is designed to be headless. It just runs in the background, connecting systems together.
And the key phrase I kept seeing was content transformation, not just generation.
Yeah. And that's a really critical distinction to make.
How so?
Well, generation implies asking an AI to invent something new. You know, write me a story about a cat. Transformation implies you already have the data, the manual, the policy, the blog post, and the API just changes the format.
So it takes an input like a URL, a PDF, or just raw text and transforms it into a totally different output.
And the outputs are pretty wild. We're talking explainer videos with talking avatars, multi-speaker podcasts, infographics, slide decks, even quizzes.
And the economics.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so relevant for a volume business like a staffing agency. The source material breaks it down pretty clearly, the unit economics.
This is the game changer. A manually produced podcast episode, for example, usually costs what? Between $150 and $500?
If you're being thrifty, yeah.
Yeah.
And it takes days to script and edit.
Right. With this API, it costs cents. We're talking 10 to 200 credits, which is literally pennies on the dollar.
Wow.
It moves content from being this luxury item, something you do once a quarter, to a commodity. You can generate every single hour if you wanted to.
Okay, so let's play matchmaker. Synergy number one. We've got Quintil's smart learning management system, and we've got Tony, who hates reading.
Poor Tony.
How does this integration solve the Tony problem?
Well, imagine Quintil integrates this API. All of a sudden, that text-based compliance document isn't just text anymore. The system automatically converts the entire library of course materials into, say, private podcasts.
Okay, so Tony is driving to the construction site.
Yep, he's in his truck.
And instead of ignoring that email, he gets a notification on his phone.
A notification that says, new audio briefing available. He hits play. He listens to a 10-minute audiobook version of the safety protocol, or maybe even a little banter-style podcast where two AI hosts discuss the new site rules.
That is infinitely more likely to actually get consumed.
It creates what we call mental availability. You're meeting the worker where they are in a format they prefer.
And it's not just audio, you said.
Not at all. Auto content has an explainer video endpoint. It can take that exact same text and generate a video with an AI avatar and slides.
Which is huge because, let's be honest, video retention is way better than text retention for most people.
Absolutely. But here's the part that really impressed me for this specific use case. The study aids.
The quizzes.
The quizzes. Yes. Yeah. Because for compliance, just listening isn't enough, right? You need proof that they understood it.
You need to check the box.
You do.
Yeah.
The API can analyze the source text and auto-generate a quiz and a study guide from it.
So Quintil could instantly generate the assessment and attach it right to the podcast.
Exactly. Tony listens on the drive. He pulls into the parking lot, takes a quick 3-question quiz on his phone, passes, and boom, he's greenlit for the shift before he even walks through the gate.
That completely removes the friction. It turns compliance, this thing he dreads, into just listening to the radio.
It respects the worker's time. And for an agency, that is a huge competitive advantage.
Okay, let's look at the other side of the Quintil coin, recruitment. Because before you can manage Tony, you have to hire him.
Right. And Quintil's whole promise is to help you quickly fill 10 shifts or thousands.
But have you seen a job description lately? They are so boring.
Oh, they're terrible.
Just blocks of text. Must be able to lift 50 pounds. Must have 2 years experience.
It's the job description problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's static. And if you're trying to attract younger workers, Gen Z, who are flooding the workforce, they are not browsing text-based job boards on a desktop computer.
No, they're scrolling TikTok and Instagram reels.
That's where they live.
So how does this synergy work here?
So Quintil could use the Auto Content API to automatically turn every single job posting into a vertical short.
So like a TikTok or a reel.
Exactly. The Video Create Shorts endpoint. It takes the job description script. It can add a faceless avatar or some stock footage. It lip syncs the audio, adds the subtitles.
And boom, you've got a 9.16 video for social media.
Instantly. So a staffing agency could basically flood social feeds with video job ads without ever hiring a video editor or a social media manager.
That's the faceless channel strategy they talk about.
It is. You don't need a big production team. You just need the data, the job details, which Quintil already has. It transforms the agency from just being a recruiter into being a media company.
I love that concept. It's volume against volume. If you need 500 workers, you need 500 hooks in the water.
And video hooks just work so much better than text hooks. The algorithms love them.
There's another angle to this video stuff that I thought was really smart, which is onboarding. The sources mentioned that explainer videos can reduce support tickets.
Oh, this is a massive hidden cost for staffing agencies. A huge one. Think about the repetitive questions a staffing coordinator gets every single day.
How do I submit my timesheet?
Where do I see my pay stub in Kintel?
Oh, I'm sure they answer that 500 times a day. Yeah. And it's always the same answer.
So instead of sending a link to a help desk article that, let's be honest, nobody reads.
Never.
Auto Content can generate a quick video tutorial for every single FAQ.
So the new hire gets a link.
They watch a 60-second video of an avatar showing them exactly what buttons to click on the screen. It's visual, it's immediate.
And the support ticket never gets filed in the first place.
That is pure efficiency. That's pure margin for the agency.
Okay, here is where I think it gets really interesting, though. Synergy number three, operational comms and globalization.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
Staffing is often a multilingual game.
Mm.
You have diverse crews, so many different native languages.
Mm.
In construction, agriculture, hospitality, you might have 5 different primary languages on one job site.
And typically, if you want to translate a safety manual or a shift update, that's expensive and it's slow. You have to hire a translator.
Correct. So what usually happens...
I do it.
They don't. They just send it in English and kind of hope for the best,
yeah,
which is really dangerous.
So how does the API fix this?
Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So picture this workflow. A site manager types a safety update into Quintil in English. Heavy rain expected. Wear non-slip boots.
Simple enough.
The API instantly transforms that text into audio files in Spanish, Hindi, Mandarin, Polish, you name it, and then distributes them through the Quintil app to the workers based on their language preference profile.
That is a massive safety win. It's not just about convenience, that's liability protection.
And it creates an inclusive environment instantly. It signals to the worker, we actually want you to understand this, not just sign a form saying you did.
It also applies to internal comms for the agency itself. The source material talks about the concept of a private podcast network.
I saw that. It's like having an internal radio station for the company.
Exactly. Instead of the monthly product update blog post like that one we saw from Louise Lowry in the Quintil Content Hub, Quintil could send a generated audio update to all the agency owners who use their platform.
Or the agency owner could send an update to their thousands of temps.
But okay, here's the part that, I don't know, it creeped me out a little bit at first.
Oh, yeah.
But then I saw the value. It's the voice cloning feature.
The CEO paradox.
Yeah, exactly.
Explain that for us. Well, everyone wants to hear from the leader, right? It builds trust. But the leader, the CEO of the staffing firm, has zero time to record a daily message for 5,000 temps.
They're busy running the business, of course.
So the Auto Content API allows for voice cloning. The head of the agency records a few minutes of their voice just once, and then the system can generate updates in their actual voice.
So Tony gets a holiday greeting or a shift reminder that sounds like it's coming personally from the boss.
Hey, Tony, just a reminder to check your schedule for next week. Thanks for all the hard work. It sounds personal, it builds a connection, but it was triggered by a database and generated by an API.
It allows the human touch to scale. Which is kind of ironic because it's AI, but the effect on the listener is that feeling of connection.
It bridges that huge gap between the boardroom and the job site.
Okay, so we've talked about the what. Let's talk about the how. Because Quintil isn't an AI video company, how hard is this to actually set up and run?
That's the beauty of the API first philosophy. It's designed to be headless content production. You don't need a human sitting there clicking generate over and over.
So it's all automated?
Completely. The sources mention integrations with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Right, the automation platforms.
So the workflow would look something like this. Step one, a new course is added to the Quintil system.
Okay.
Step two, a trigger is automatically sent to the Auto Content API. And step three, the API returns a podcast, video, and a quiz and automatically attaches them to that course profile right inside Quintil.
So it's set it and forget it.
It effectively gives Quintil a 247 production studio that lives inside their servers. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't take breaks. It just works.
You know, we've been talking about Quintil's users, the staffing agencies using this, but looking at Quintil's own marketing, Quintil, the company, could use this too, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at their content hub. They've got great white papers, case studies, articles like The Future of Rostering.
White papers are great, but they are heavy reading, let's be honest.
They are. High value, but very low engagement. Nobody reads a white paper on their commute. So Quintil could use Auto Content to turn those same white papers into a Future of Rostering podcast series.
That's brilliant. Use your own tool to attract new B2B clients. Hey, listen to our insights on staffing trends while you drive to your next client meeting.
It positions them as a thought leader, not just another software vendor. And again, because of the unit economics, it costs them practically nothing to produce. It's just maximizing an asset they already created.
It really feels like we are moving away from the old era of just admin.
That's the core shift right there. Yeah. We're moving from admin, you know, checking boxes, filing papers, sending emails, to engagement.
Mm.
It's about consuming content. Mm. Quintil provides the structure, the roster, the payroll, the compliance rules. That's the skeleton.
And Auto Content provides the fluid, the media that flows through it.
Exactly. It makes the whole management process human friendly.
Right.
It turns a boring database entry into a voice, a video, a story.
And for a staffing agency that's operating on thin margins, which most of them are, being able to do all that without hiring a whole creative team is a complete game changer.
It's the difference between struggling to communicate and having this, like, omnipresent voice. It's leveraging technology to be more communicative, not less.
So as we wrap this up, I'm left with a pretty big question. We're looking at a future where an AI can read a manual, understand it, and then teach it to you in your native language while you drive to work.
It's a powerful image, isn't it?
So does that mean the whole idea of, you know, reading for work, is that just going to become obsolete?
I don't know if it becomes obsolete, but it certainly becomes optional. I think we're entering an era of format fluidity.
Format fluidity.
Yeah, information isn't locked to the page anymore. It just flows into whatever container fits the moment best.
And for the staffing world, maybe content capacity, how much information you can actually get your people to absorb, maybe that's the new competitive advantage.
I think you're absolutely right. The agency that communicates best wins. It's that simple.
Fascinating stuff. I'm definitely going to look at my own to read pile a little differently now. Thanks for walking us through this.
My pleasure. It was great.
And thank you for listening to this deep dive. We'll see you on the next one.